That's really interesting about what you're saying, a metastatic disease combining checkpoint inhibitors and anti-BRAF therapy. And again, you get into this issue of, well, suppose you get it later, but what is the design of those studies and any thoughts about what you think you're going to see? I guess you would expect to at least see higher response rates initially, huh?
Well, there have been a couple of trials that are small pilot phase 1/2 trials that have been done. There's a vemurafenib, cobimetinib, atezolizumab trial. Atezo is a PD-L1 antibody.
Approved in bladder and lung.
Yeah, it's approved in bladder and other cancers, but it's not approved in melanoma. And then there's a KEYNOTE-022 trial that Tony Ribas presented, and I think that's dab-trem pembrolizumab. And we're looking at 80% plus response rates and waterfall plots where virtually everything goes down below the origin. On the other hand, you could argue with the proper selection with 20 or 30 patients, you could see the same thing just with dab-trem or vem-cobi. So it's hard to know.
Any safety signal issues?
Actually, not.
I've heard some bad things about toxicity, but not here with BRAF.
No, I mean, what you look at is you're probably seeing additive or even less than additive toxicity when you add the PD-1 antibody to the BRAF-MEK combination. So they appear to be well tolerated. They're both involved, I gather, in large randomized trials. And we're not going to know probably for another year whether it's better to give what, as you can figure, is going to be a pretty darn expensive regimen of three drugs than either two drugs or, say, PD-1 antibody alone. It's hard to know.